Hi, this is Dell Sellers, president of Life Leap Institute. This is an audio exercise that I created to help you become more aware and to get better control over your emotions. Emotions are really the driving force behind psychic ability. Now, don't let the simplicity of this exercise fool you. Remember, I'm a professional psychic and teacher. I've given thousands of psychic-based sessions to clients over the years. And I'm publicly endorsed by police officers, CEOs, and celebrities. More importantly, I've used this exercise combined with other methods to train police officers, psychologists, nurses, military personnel, business owners, you name it. This is an important step towards helping you to harness your psychic ability. Okay, let's get started with the exercise. First, we want to make sure that you're comfortable. Loosen up any tight clothing, get yourself in a comfortable position. And during these exercises, you want to really close your eyes. That's going to help you keep your attention in your body, which is where you really want it to be. Okay, let's start off with what we call in this system of training, effort exercises. Okay, go ahead and take your right hand and go ahead and tense that hand nice and tight. Just make it into a fist. And relax it. Okay, go ahead and tense it again, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the opposite foot, your left foot, tense that foot nice and tight. And relax it. And again, nice and tight. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take the other hand, your left hand, tense that hand nice and tight. And relax it, and again, nice and tight. Okay, let's go ahead and take the other foot, tense that foot nice and tight, and relax it. And again, and relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take your right leg, tense that whole leg nice and tight. Okay, go ahead and relax it now, and tense it nice and tight again. Okay, go ahead and relax it. Okay, let's take the opposite leg. Tense that nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take your stomach. Tense that nice and tight. And relax it. Tense it again. And relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take your right arm. Tense that arm nice and tight. Relax it, and tense it again, and relax it. And by the way, as you're doing these exercises, I want you to pay close attention to the internal sensations within your body. For example, how does your right arm feel different right now from your left arm? Do you notice any difference? Just pay attention to it. There aren't any right or wrong answers in this work that we're doing. Okay, let's go ahead and tense the other arm nice and tight and relax it. Tense it again and relax it. Okay, let's go ahead and take your neck, tense that neck nice and tight and relax it. Again and relax it. That's probably one of the strangest things to do in public too, by the way. You'll get some really funny looks from people. Okay, let's go ahead and take the face. Tense the face nice and tight. And relax it. Nice and tight again. And relax it. Don't tense your face too tight though, because it might get stuck. Okay, let's go ahead and take the whole body nice and tight. And relax it. And again. And relax it. Well, this is really just an awareness building exercise that we just did. Now we're going to go ahead and move to the emotional trigger exercises. Now you have to keep yourself awake for this one too. Okay, what I want you to do is go back to a time where you felt the emotion of curiosity. Maybe somebody got you a birthday present or something like that, and you were wondering what was in that present. Any time for you that's nice and strong, that you felt the emotion of curiosity. So go back in your past, in your memory, scan through your memory, and come up with a good time where you felt that emotion, curiosity. I'll give you just a moment to do that. All right, don't fall asleep. You have to stay awake to get the most out of this exercise. Okay, now, I want you to go ahead and put yourself there at that experience as if it's happening right now. That time where you felt the emotion of curiosity. What's going on? What time of day is it? Are you inside? Are you outside? If you're inside, how's the furniture set up? What are the textures? What are the colors? What are the smells around you? If you're outside, what are the surroundings? Are there trees? Are you by water? Are you in a city? Just do your best to pay attention to as many details as you can. Just put yourself there as if it's happening right now. Not as if you're sitting in your home listening to me right now, but as if you're at that experience right now. If you can't remember all of the details, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Just do the best that you can. As you focus in on these details, it helps you trigger that emotional state of curiosity. It helps you actually turn that emotion on. So just kind of sit in that for a moment, soak in it, and feel that emotion of curiosity. Keep focusing on the details, the textures, the colors, the time of day, what time of year was it, what type of clothing did you have on. Just try to get as many details as you can. Okay, let's go to another time when you felt the emotion of don't like. Maybe it was an old boss that you had or someone that you met somewhere that you just didn't like. Put yourself there as if that experience is happening right now. Just have fun with it. What are the details? What's going on? What time of day is it? What are the colors around you? The shapes? The smells? Just try to remember as many details as you can. Go back to that time where you felt the emotion of don't like. Get a good strong sense of that. Okay, let me ask you. If you had to say one place that you feel that emotion the most in your body, where would it be? Would it be in your face, your neck, your chest, your stomach? If you had to say one place where it would be, where do you feel that emotion the most? Okay, if you came up with an answer like your chest, your stomach, or your face, then let me tell you, that location, that's actually what we call a chakra. Now, chakras are the connecting link between the physical and the psychic universes. In more advanced training techniques, we show you how to work with chakras, but being aware of them as you have in this exercise is the first step. Okay, just to end on a high note, let's go back to a time where you felt the emotion of, I like. Maybe you saw a friend that you haven't seen in a while, or you got a nice paycheck. Just any time, go back in your past when you felt that emotion of I like. Put yourself there as if it's happening right now. Pay attention to the details, the shapes, the colors, the time of day. Were you inside? Were you outside? Put yourself there as if it's happening right now. I like. Okay, now go ahead and open your eyes and bring your intention back into the room. I trust that you got something out of this exercise. You may have to go through it a couple times to get the real benefit. Then on your own time, you can start playing this game with other emotions. On one hand, this is an exercise for building up your internal awareness. It helps you to become more aware of your emotional states. It's also a way for you to really learn how to create strong emotional states for practical use. And again, emotion is the driving force behind psychic ability. This exercise, it's also nice to find a pleasant emotion, trigger it, turn it up, and then bathe in it. As far as practical application, as I mentioned in the article, an example would be to use the emotion of curiosity as a trigger when you are trying to gain psychic-based information about a person or situation. You can turn the emotion on and then focus on the target. With some practice, this will tend to induce the flow of psychic information to you. Pay attention to your thoughts, sensations, any visual pictures. These will likely be about your desired target. Using the emotion "I know" can also be a good trigger to use when focusing on a psychic target. These triggers will work much better than if you are just reacting to the situation and feeling doubt, insecurity, fear, or other unproductive emotions. Let me ask you something. When you were feeling that emotion, when I was running you on that exercise a minute ago, who was making you feel the way that you felt? Was it me controlling you? No. You were controlling your own emotional state. And by the way, most people can't do this. As you can imagine, controlling your own emotions is a powerful skill to develop that has many uses. Of course, this is a beginner's level exercise to really help you take your psychic ability to the next level. I need to work with you in a much more structured environment. This includes much more advanced methods and more personal interaction with me and the other students. If this interests you, take some time and check out our advanced psychic training course. Until the next time, take care and enjoy yourself.